Welcome back. It's Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
If you go to the Rose Kennedy Greenway in Boston this weekend, nestled under the birch trees between India and Milk Streets, you'll find a small wooden bookcase surrounded by little plastic benches.
Have a seat, guys. This is a portable reading room. We just opened it. You're welcome to take the books and read them here and enjoy. You're the first to use it, actually.
That's right, a portable reading room. Earlier today, a group of children, parents, and grandparents gathered around the bookcase in Wharf District Park on the Greenway to sit down and read. It's called the Uni Project, a nonprofit that brings pop-up libraries to public spaces. It's the inspiration of Leslie and Sam Duvall, who submitted the idea to the mayor's Public Space Invitational Competition. The result? Boston's first outdoor reading room. Earlier today, we met with Leslie and Sam Duvall to talk about the project.
We're standing in front of what we call the Uni, a portable reading room for public space. It's sculptural. It's a sculptural 360-degree shelf that closes up into a road case, kind of like a rock music case, that you can move, and that's the whole point. It's not fixed. You can really move it wherever you want as needed. The books come from a lot of wonderful donors. We have the Boston Public Library. Houghton Mifflin Harcourt has also donated a wonderful selection of new books.
Where did this idea start?
We've always lived between New York and Boston, and we actually moved back here to Boston in about 2006, and where we're standing right now in the Greenway didn't exist. It was just a dusty lot. We were living in Chinatown, and we began actually doing projects here in Boston, pop-up projects of all kinds. There was something, films in a vacant lot that's now called Films at the Gate down the street, all sorts of things. Eventually, we did a project called the Storefront Library, which was taking a vacant storefront and turning it into a public library or a community-run library. And that clicked for us as the kind of pop-up we wanted to do. That's where we began working exclusively on basically bringing books and learning activities to public space, which is what the Uni Project, our nonprofit, is all about.
And Leslie, you did this in New York, right? Before you brought it back up to Boston?
Yeah, it was born in Boston, and then we took it to New York to launch it.
Yeah.
And we've now been going a couple of years, and right now we're on pace to do 100 or more pop-ups in New York all over the city. And so we're very active in New York all over the city right now.
Tell me the purpose. I mean, what's the overall goal? I mean, I love the idea of a sort of lending library in the middle of a public space, but what do you really hope it accomplishes?
Well, it is about books. It's about sharing great books and about reading books. But more than that, I think it's really about giving people a reason to gather in public, something to gather around. And, you know, on the surface, it is very simple. I mean, we see people sitting here and they're doing something very simple. They approach it, you know, they sit down, they're curious, they pull a book off the shelves and they start to read. But I think the result is very moving and quite profound at times. And it's because I think this kind of activity taps into, you instantly get to people's aspirations in a way and what they care most about. It's the kind of thing you don't necessarily have a chance to see in people on a daily basis out in public. And doing something like this, you just tap into those sort of deep wells of hope that they have, interest that they have. And that's a wonderful way to be together with people in public and for the city.
That's a nice description. Sam, we were just watching, looks like a young mother with two of her kids just came along, grabbed a book, is sitting down, she's reading aloud to them. It must be nice to see that happen.
Absolutely. There's no instruction manual here. The idea is to make it be, to know what to do and when you see it, and people are already coming around us right now as we're doing this interview and sitting down. That is the perfect installation for us, is something where people feel comfortable to come up and here they come right now.
Yeah. So we've got a whole family here.
Yeah.
What do you think? Are you guys strolled along?
Yeah, we were just strolling along enjoying the Greenway and we came up upon it, and of course we're going to come check out the books.
And what do you think about the idea of a sort of public reading room in the green space?
I love it because, yeah, there's so many different options for it to sit and enjoy the Greenway, and this is a great way to actively enjoy the space.
So this is Deekman Cogill, here with her sister, their kids, and her mother, Pam Wolf, from Hull.
Well, I can remember what it was like in the old days when we had the elevated central artery here. It was noisy, it was dark, there was pollution everywhere, it was dirty, the city was cut in half, you couldn't get to the waterfront. It was a useless area, and now it's vibrant. I mean, look at all the people here. Look at how beautiful it is. There's something here for everyone. You can walk, you can sit, you can play in the fountains. And
you can read books.
You can read books. This is so cool. Yeah,
that's
it really
great.
Is. We were really excited to come across this. Because we came to the city, we thought we had a couple of options for things we might do. But we had no idea this was here. And when we stumbled upon this, this is what we'll do this morning.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's a real gift.
And this is Pam Wolfe's granddaughter, Grace, who had picked out a book to read.
What do you think about this library?
I think it's really interesting and it's good for all kids and ages to be able to just walk around and read some books.
Fun, right?
Yeah.
What are you reading? What did you pick out?
The Pocket Book for Girls.
The Pocket Daring Book for Girls.
Yeah.
Things to do.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So, are there plans to grow this project in Boston? Leslie, I'll come back to you. Are there plans to do more of these around town?
So, this is the start of it, and it's a great setup with a lot of wonderful partners. We'd love to do more, and I think we're going to see how this goes. And there's a lot of neighborhoods in Boston, I think a lot of events and more public space activity I think it'd be great for. Yeah.
Boston hasn't always had the reputation for being hugely open to this kind of stuff. And I'm just wondering if you could comment on that. Have you seen that change for the better? The fact that you started this in New York, but now you're back in Boston doing it,
mm-hmm.
seems to bode well for the city around these kinds of projects.
Yeah, well, I think it is changing. And I think that I'm hopeful. And I think that this kind of a project is kind of ideal because on the surface it is so simple and
yeah.
people get it. It's a little library for outdoors. And I think, if anything, you know, that's a great way to begin to experiment and push people maybe out of their comfort zones.
Yeah.
And I think that I just think it would be really fun, you know, as a way to bring Boston's neighborhoods together, bring people out, get them thinking a little bit differently about the possibilities of public space.
Where does this lead? I mean, you know, what's the big dream where this leads to?
Sure. We think about that all the time. And I mean, this installation is designed to be simple, to attract people to do a simple activity. But I think what we have in mind is not just books, but a wide variety of activities. Probably for us, it would be focused on learning and the act of learning. Because as I look around what people are doing, whether it's picking up their smartphone or being distracted by various things, if I can get together a set of interesting things for people to do, like this girl is doing right now, looking at a pop-up picture book, and do it in public space, then I'm onto something.
All right. Leslie Duvall, thank you very much for
thank you so
talking
much.
About the Uni Project. It's a lot of fun. It's great to be out here on this beautiful day. And
yeah.
Sam Duvall, thank you as well.
Thank you.
Reading books. Reading books. Reading books. Reading books.
I can't believe we found that song. Leslie and Sam Duvall are the creators of the Uni Project. Their outdoor mobile reading room officially launches tomorrow on the Rose Kennedy Greenway. There's a lot more information at radioboston.org.
And that's it for this week on Radio Boston. Make sure you listen to the show next Tuesday when we'll be broadcasting from Orleans on Cape Cod. We'll be talking about the changing Cape and its future.
So tune in, or better still, come on down to the Hot Chocolate Sparrow in Orleans and join us for a special hour from and about Cape Cod. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Alex Kingsbury, Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, and Jamie Bologna, with help from Virginia Marshall and Sarah Herman.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.
Reading books. Reading books.